And welcome into the Friday edition of Robbie and Rex Road. 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Woo!
Happy Friday. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Hope everybody's doing well. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, it's a little jolt for the morning. I'm okay.
That was very strange. I didn't click anything. That was weird.
Is this like AI? This is like AI taking over the world? I mean, it's happening, right?
That was very weird.
We're going to blame Chase.
The machines or Chase. Yeah, I'm okay. I got about 4 hours of sleep, so I'm pretty tired. But Warriors,
oh boy.
Come out and play.
Oh, boy.
It's okay. Put them on the road. They'll lose again.
Yeah, wow. Maybe. We got to focus on tying the series first. I like how last night Kenny Smith's like, "Hey, Steph, what do you think will be the theme of this championship run?" they just won their first game of the postseason.
You try to take the series lead before we get into all that.
See if we can even up the series first. big win for the Dubs. Big win.
114-97. The Golden State Warriors win last night against the Sacramento Kings at home. Steph Curry last night with 36 points, 12-25 from the field, 6-12. From three, but nice 36 piece from Steph Curry last night, and it's really kind of incredible. Like I see his stat line on a nightly basis, and was like, "Yep, 36 sounds about right." We just don't even think about it anymore. But him continuing to do this on a year in year out basis is just ridiculous.
Well, and then just some of the shots, you know, that he makes. He's, you know what? This is the time for this 30 footer.
Yep.
Or you know, here comes a running underhanded scoop that I let go from like 8 feet away that's, you know, with the foul. Yeah, he's ridiculous. And Kevon Looney with 20 rebounds and 9 assists.
So pretty good.
Helps make up for Draymond being out.
It does. And now Draymond will be coming back in game 4 and Golden State with an opportunity to even up the series at home. A very entertaining series between the Kings and the Warriors. So we'll see if Golden State can get that done coming up in game 4. The Suns take down the Clippers last night, 129-124, the final score there. Devin Booker with 45. So in the last two games, Devin Booker has had 38 and then 45 last night for the Suns. And the Suns win and take a 2-1 series lead. Kawhi Leonard did not play yesterday for the Clippers. So like it really is kind of like to be as high level of an athlete as they are. Like, the amount that Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard get hurt is just incredible to me. Like, they're hurt all the time. All the time.
Yeah. And then also, the fact that you think about what I think a lot of us thought when, oh, my goodness, Kawhi and Paul George together with the Clippers, and it's just
– they can't stay healthy.
What, they played 3 games together ever? I mean, it's –
thank God they got Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
It's too bad because I really do think that team is – good enough to win it if they had everyone. But they're not going to win this series.
They're not going to win this series, especially if Kawhi can't get out there. And, you know, Devin Booker going nuts on a nightly basis. That has obviously been the difference in the series so far. Kevin Durant with 28 last night. Chris Paul with 11 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. And the Suns go on the road, now take a 2-1 series lead. And they'll have an opportunity to go up 3-1 in game 4. The other game in the NBA last night, the 76ers win 102-97. So they're up 3-0, and that one's over against the Nets.
Tyrese Maxey, he's a good player, man.
He is.
And that block by him.
Where'd he go to school again?
Yeah. God, that's right. I barely remember him at Kentucky.
Yeah, because he was there for 7 months.
Like a minute. Yeah. No, the Kentucky guys have been having an incredible run in the postseason.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder why they can't do anything at school. I mean, the coach isn't any good.
That's gonna be Robbie's joke all playoffs.
Well, I mean, you can't tell me, like, if you're a Kentucky fan, you're looking around at the NBA playoffs. Like, I saw Kyle Tucker tweet this out about all these, like, Kentucky players going nuts. And some of the replies were like, well, geez, look at all the talent that's walked through there, and they've got one title to show for it.
Yeah.
It does kind of make you wonder.
Well, last night, Brennan, we were watching the Warriors game, and he's like, did Monk and Fox play together? I'm like, yeah. I mean, they were, yeah. And I was like, that team could have won it all. That's the team that lost to Carolina, right, in the Elite Eight?
Yeah. I mean, Malik Monk hit the late shot, and then Luke May. Yeah, that one hurts. Yeah.
Speaking of Monk, the Warriors did a number on him last night.
It's still kind of amazing to me that nobody in the history of the NBA has come back from a 3-0 series deficit. Like, nobody ever has come back from 3-0 down.
Yeah.
I mean, 3-1 down, we know that's happened in 2016. But 3-1 or 3-0. Nobody's ever come back in that series.
That's pretty wild. Was in baseball, the Red Sox in 04, that was the first time in baseball, right?
I think so.
I believe so. Yeah. So
it happens in hockey every now and then.
Right. Yeah, hockey is one of those. You know, that's the most dangerous lead, man. 3-0 lead.
Yes, it is. On the speaking of hockey, on the Stanley Cup playoff side of things last night, we wondered, Joe, how the Toronto Maple Leafs would respond after game one where they got beat 7-3. And they responded quite well. They win 7-2 last night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So no Victor Hedman, no Eric Chernak for the Lightning last night, and that was a pretty big problem. And Toronto was dominant really from the start of that game to finish. Tavares with a hat trick last night. They win 7-2, even up the series at 1. So you've got two blowouts either way to start that series in Toronto and Tampa Bay. That was going to be a good one.
Yeah, good for the Leafs. It would have been fun to see the meltdown, but
yes, it would have.
You know, the thing is, like, if they lose in like a overtime of a decisive game, that's actually more of a meltdown.
Yeah, well, it was. You know, Caroline Willie and D-Mace had Elliot Friedman on yesterday, and of course, he's like based out of Toronto, and I guess you know he was talking about like what's the temperature of the Maple Leafs fan base. And the phrase that he used was surface of the sun yesterday heading into the game. So probably a good thing that Toronto won that game last night and did not go down 0-2 at home to then go on the road to take on Tampa Bay. So I would expect Tampa Bay to be better in Game 3, but we'll see what happens on that front. The New York Rangers, who I warned people yesterday are an absolute wagon, win last night 5-1 against the New Jersey Devils. I told Chase this yesterday. And I firmly believe it. The Devils are getting ready to get swept. I mean, they have not belonged on the same ice as the Devils or as the Rangers so far.
That's 5-1, 5-1, right?
I believe so.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Rangers look good.
Chris Kreider with a couple of goals. Patrick Kane was awesome last night, and he looked like Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks when they made their deep runs. And the goal he scored last night was pretty unbelievable. Tarasenko playing well. Eric Halla, former Predator, did get the one goal for New Jersey last night, so shout out to him.
Shout out, Eric with a K.
The Colorado Avalanche come back from 2-0 down last night, and they win 3-2 to even up that series at 1. So Seattle took an early 2-0 lead, and you're looking around like, oh, boy, what is going on here? Ellie Tolvanen, the primary assist on the first goal of the game for Jordan Schultz, so Tolvanen continuing to be productive. Tanev gave him a 2-0 lead. But then Colorado storms back, and they turned it on the last part of that game. They win 3-2 and even up that thing at 1. So kind of a reminder of what they can still be when they completely turn it on last night. They did that the last couple of periods, and they win 3-2.
Yeah, it's some championship DNA showing up there, maybe a little bit.
And then on the final series last night, Vegas takes down the Jets 5-2. So some teams that needed to respond in Colorado and Vegas – did so last night at home, and they end up tying up the series. Obviously, Toronto responds as well, and they tie up the series. The Devils, the one team that has now totally lost control of home ice, and they're down 0-2, now heading to Madison Square Garden in Game 3. And like I said, I think that one could be trending towards a sweep.
It kind of looks like the Rangers have – I mean, obviously, it's all very close. It's like a few miles from each other, but a lot of people in the building.
Yes, there's been a lot of Rangers fans in the building. Rainey on the text line. You're going to love this one. Golden State fans were booing Sabonis every time he touched the ball. Draymond literally stomped a hole in him as he was on the ground. It's a weird fan base. This is from Rainey on the text line.
Yeah, it's so weird that if there's a player on another team that does something that you don't like, that you would then boo them in a playoff series. So weird, Rainey.
Yeah.
Weird.
And then you have Joel Embiid, who just has an awful kick to somebody's groin last night ejected.
Yeah, that's absolutely worse than what Draymond is. Stomped a hole in him. Yes. Yeah, Sabonis looked like he was trying to, you know, hey, where are my organs? Oh.
That bruise stirred up.
He was hurt, you know. He was hurt. He battled through it to get in there last night and play.
Although if I were him, I would make an excuse for letting Looney get like 14 offensive rebounds on me.
He's fighting through that bruise sternum, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's a built-in thing. He's showing some toughness last night out there. But now we get to look forward to this peach of a night we've got in the NBA playoffs with the Celtics and the Hawks playing. I do like Cavaliers-Knicks, so yep. I'm looking forward to that one. Then the Nuggets and the Timberwolves for the nightcap tonight on ESPN. Get excited.
Yeah, they really screwed up the schedule with that. Uh, and, and they obviously they have flexibility because they space these things out. So they didn't think this one through. But the NHL schedule is very good.
Yep, Carolina and New York, New York Islanders will be in game three. Carolina up 2-0 in that series. Now, the Hurricanes have lost Svechnikov before the playoffs started. They lost Max Pacioretty after he came back off the Achilles. And now they've lost Teuvo Teravainen and took a slash to the hand the other night and broke his hand, and he had to have surgery. So, I mean, that's three skilled guys that they're down. And kind of the big question about them anyway was, are they going to have enough punch offensively
right.
as they get through? So,
Carolina, they'll get through this series.
They'll get through this series, but there are some concerns to me about them moving forward. Boston and Florida tonight in game three. That's an interesting one. Florida wins 6-3 in game two. Now they go home. And I know Boston's been great everywhere this year, home, road, or wherever. But 1-1 series. Florida, when you look at just the talent that they have, they're pretty darn good. Now, they've not had the season that they should have had, but they're pretty darn good. Yeah. It's really not – and I kind of thought about this heading into the playoffs. Like, if you're the Bruins, it's like, great. We won 65 games and just set a record. And then we got to play, like, Matthew Tkachuk, who's a 100-point player, Alex Barkov, Aaron Ekblad, and all those guys. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, I know this doesn't matter too much, but going into the year, I think you'd find a lot of predictions that would have had the Panthers as a better team this year than the Bruins.
That is correct.
You know, again, we saw it play out. The Bruins are obviously
very good,
an incredible team, but yeah, it could be interesting. And the late games are great, 1-1 series.
Yep, Dallas and Minnesota tonight, and in an 8:30 start for the Central game that I guess we can actually stay up and watch the whole thing. That'd be fun tonight.
Yeah.
Dallas and Minnesota, and then Edmonton and L.A. in game three as well. So, I mean, you're talking about looking on both sides of it right now. You've got three series last night that are 1-1 and three series tonight that are 1-1. So six of the eight playoff series are at 1-1, the other two at 2-0. Pretty good start in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yes. Pretty good. There's some blowouts in there, you know, like a blowout here, blowout there. But, hey, if you have a blowout both ways, at some point you're going to have a close game.
615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We got a lot to get to on the program today. Jared Stillman joining us at 7 o'clock. Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, joining us at 7:30 to look ahead to his series against the Tennessee Volunteers coming up this weekend. A very fun series here coming up this weekend, and then Teron Davenport at 8 o'clock. So looking forward to all that. Coming up next, we're going to have a little fun. We will get into the NFL draft and take a look at some players that we thought in the past that would be really good in the NFL draft that turned out to be absolute busts and maybe the other way around, including we'll get to some NFL news that has just come out as well. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Join 102.5 The Game for the second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament, benefiting Souls for Souls, presented by Gary Force Acura, coming up on June the 7th at Hermitage Golf Course. You can put your team together, come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebs to support a great cause and have loads of fun. Plus, you'll have the chance to win awesome prizes as well. You can sign up to play, sponsor, or donate at thegamenashville.com/golf. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. So Tom Pelissero putting out a tweet this morning, and a nice troll job done by Tom Pelissero. Says the Ravens Pro Bowl quarterback isn't going anywhere. Tyler Huntley plans to sign his restricted tender on Monday.
Nice work.
Huntley is back in there with the Baltimore Ravens. And, yes, he was a Pro Bowl quarterback, which I think speaks to where the Pro Bowl is right now.
Yeah, exactly. He's not wrong. Good job, Tom.
Yes, way to go.
Maybe they're quarterback, actual quarterback.
Maybe that'll get figured out at some point. We'll see what happens on that front with Lamar Jackson. So, Joe, honestly, I was reading your mailbag, which is just another terrific edition of the mailbag at theathletic.com by Joe Rexroad that you can check out. And a question in there kind of inspired me for this next subject that we're getting into. We've spent a lot of time, obviously, talking about the NFL draft. We're less than a week away now from the first round of the NFL draft, and we've talked about the quarterbacks and the offensive linemen and the receivers and all these different things. And one of the questions in there for your mailbag was essentially, you know, which prospects, or as you look back in, at drafts of years past, who have been some people that have been drafted that you were just totally wrong about? Either that you thought were going to be really bad coming into the league that ended up being pretty good and having a good career, or that you thought was just going to be a great pick and ended up just being a total bust. And we can all kind of look back and think about busts that people have been wrong about. Obviously, Ryan Leaf comes to mind at quarterback. You know, Jamarcus Russell, we've talked about at quarterback and the bust that he was. But I was thinking about this and kind of going back through my head of people that I've thought were going to be really good coming into the league that were just absolutely terrible. And honestly, the first guy that came to mind, I thought, and now I was probably 21 or 22 at the time, I thought when Johnny Manziel came out of Texas A&M that that dude was going to be an absolute stud in the NFL.
That's scary.
I know.
I totally did too.
Oh, I thought he was going to be so good. I thought Johnny Manziel, I was like, the Titans, if they have any sense, should position themselves to go get Johnny Manziel in the draft. I was convinced he was going to be great.
Yeah, it's funny because I actually got in heated arguments about Johnny Manziel, about not, you know, other people's, you know, too small and stuff. Like, no, no. I mean, the thing is, well, it's kind of like Ryan Leaf. Pay attention to stuff. If, like, there's some off-the-field, like, chaos in someone's life,
yeah,
you might want to – although that didn't really necessarily become, I guess, public for Leaf until he was in the league. But
right.
for Manziel, I mean, talk about a bleep show, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of scary that we both had that thought because I was absolutely all in on him.
There's this clip going around on Twitter that I saw a few days ago, and I guess it was back in the old days of First Take when Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless were on there together, and they had Merrill Hodge on, and he was, like, talking about Johnny Manziel, and he was like, yeah, I wouldn't even have him on my draft board. I wouldn't touch him in the first round, and there's, like, this whole back and forth with he and Skip Bayless, and Skip Bayless was essentially like, you're an idiot. Like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Johnny Manziel's going to be great in the NFL.
And no, Merrill Hodge – by the way, what happened with Merrill Hodge?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he's on TV.
I haven't seen him in years. I thought he was pretty good. And, yeah, he was dead on accurate. And I was totally on board with Skip. Every word
it's
out of Skip's
mouth.
It's
always a
scary
place to be.
I know. Exactly. Every word I was like, yes, get him, Skip. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's an all-timer for sure. Well, the question that I got asked on there was the, you know, like Titans,
yep.
So my answer was definitely 2016. Now our guest we're having at the top of the hour, let's see if we can dig up his tweet about when the Titans drafted Derrick Henry. Like, what are you doing? My God, no! But I will say that in that round of the second round of 2016, pick 33, Kevin Dodd. Oh, that is a great pick. Oh my God, he's going to get after the quarterback. Pick number 45, Derrick Henry. What? He's not a modern back. He takes him 5 yards to accelerate. What do you just got, DeMarco Murray? So there you go. That would be from the Titans in recent history. Because I'm trying to think. I thought Isaiah Wilson. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, but just in terms of, I mean, in the same round being so wrong, you know, both ways. 2016 easily.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Mark from Nashville. Mark, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you doing, Robbie?
We're good, Mark.
And Joe.
What's up, buddy?
Couple of things. Merrill Hodge, he's a scout for the Steelers now.
Okay.
That's what happened to him. But you know what? Hodge was really right about a lot of guys in NFL. He's kind of arrogant, but I tell you what, he was spot on with Manziel and some other guys that was in the draft and stuff. So I give him credit for that right there.
Mm-hmm.
But wanted to talk to you about I heard you had Tim Corbin as a guest today, best coach in all of college baseball. The SEC is a gauntlet and probably the best conference in all of baseball in the NCAA and stuff. So that's Tim Corbin's a great guy. I've met him before. He is a good guy and stuff. But, Joe, I'm waiting on you to get this debate going for me and stuff. I hadn't heard anything else about it. I was hoping y'all would text out to the people and see what what the opinion was about that and stuff. You know, I'm kind of waiting on that.
What debate? You talking about you and Jared?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Well, we'll ask Jared today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious about that, Joe. I'm pretty sure he's going to look at it like it's a joke, but I'm not joking. I'm very serious about this. I'd love to debate him
okay.
one time. Yeah, one time.
Do you have a particular topic you want to debate him on? I mean, what are the terms of the debate?
We'll arrange those terms once the debate is set up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll ask
him. Yeah, I mean, hey, Joe and Robbie, I'm not coming in empty-handed now. I'm going to put something on the table, just like I want him to put something on the table. Y'all didn't debate the other day, did you, Joe?
Oh, they did.
Yeah, we had to go at 4 because my daughter had a play, so I won.
Joe is
so
the victor.
I'm sorry you haven't been able to revel in this all week, Mark. Yeah, I won, buddy.
Yeah, I didn't know, Joe, because I don't leave out to go to work till about 5 o'clock every day. So, yeah, I didn't know you, but hey, man, congratulations. I told you, Joe, that pep talk.
That's right.
That pep talk, Joe. Every Wednesday, Joe, I'm going to hype you up. I'm going to get you ready. I'm going to do everything I can to get you to win that debate. Because like
right.
I told you, you, Robbie, I got y'all back and stuff. I appreciate y'all letting me come on and talk to you and stuff. Maybe one day I could come in there in the studio and host the show with you and stuff.
Mark, we may have to get this figured
maybe.
Out. Maybe. Absolutely. We got your yeah. back, too. Appreciate you calling in. Hope you have a good weekend.
Hey, y'all have a good weekend, man. Love y'all. See you, Joe.
I love Robbie. You, too, Mark.
All right, Mark.
Mark from Nashville, our friend here. On the program, I would look. I'm totally down for a Mark and Stillman debate. It'd be awesome.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, I think we should ask Jared.
I think we should too.
I mean, I tried to engineer Stillian Pauly. He's scared. He's scared of someone pushing back on him. But hopefully, he'll be okay with this.
Ken and Waverly on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, talking about the list of players coming into the league of. Who you thought was going to be good that ended up being really bad, and who you thought was going to be bad that ended up really good. He says, that list is long. This is from Ken and Waverly on the text line. It is long.
Yeah, and it's easier, I think, to think of the ones you guys, people thought would be good. For the most part, anybody going high in the draft was really good in college. So
yeah.
You watch them. So, I don't think too often people say, now, I think this year some people are going to say, Richardson, Buss, Levis, Buss. So we'll see. I know one, but one on that front for me, for sure, as we've talked about this week, I mean, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen Hurts, you know, I was like, okay, I guess that's fine. Like Charles was talking about how, like, there was some discord in the organization about taking him in the second round. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing here, you know? And it turns out to be this incredible bargain pick. So he'd be one on that side for me.
615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Discussing the NFL draft, as you look back at watching the draft over your life, who are some players that come to mind, maybe with the Titans, maybe elsewhere, that you either thought were going to be really good and ended up not working out, or you thought were going to be really bad and ended up being great in the NFL? We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knazovic here with you on this Friday morning. We'll have Jared Stillman coming up at 7 o'clock. Tim Corbin joining the show at 7:30. Teron Davenport at 8 o'clock. We've got Call Your Shot Friday coming up at 6:45. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are 1 week away from the draft, less than 1 week away from the first round of the draft. So, Joe, this time, a week from now, we will be discussing whatever the Titans did in the first round of the NFL draft. It feels good. It feels good that we've made it this far.
It does. It's exciting. It's going to be
another. Oh, it's so exciting.
Yes.
Guys, I can't wait.
But what if it is? I mean, what if it is? Just
no, I just can't.
So
the. But the. What if they do this, or what if they do that, or what if – well, no, we'll finally know.
Yeah, for sure. No, it'll be good. Yeah, it'll be good to have a result, but it will also be like
– this point, I don't care if they draft a punter. Let's just get to it.
How much Paris Johnson tape can we talk about now?
What if it's just so random off the board? We're all like, oh.
Yeah. Wow. They went middle linebacker.
Yeah.
In first round.
Yeah.
How about that? Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. So we're throwing it out there. You know, guys that you thought either with the Titans or in the league that were going to be really good when they were drafted that ended up being bad, or that you thought were going to be bad that ended up being really good. Craig on the text line says, I thought Ricky Williams was going to break records left and right. Cannon Waverly says, any Lions player drafted? Charles Rogers, Mike Williams, Joey Harrington. This is from Cannon Waverly on the text line.
Oh, Ken. That's kind of where I was going to go, too. Because there's a long...
Any Lions player that's ever been drafted.
I mean, there's a long list of, like, incredible, you know, you go back to, I've talked about Chuck Long a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Long and Bo Jackson, neck and neck, Heisman race in 1985. Incredible season for both of them. So exciting when the Lions got Chuck Long. Number 12. They got him at 12 overall. So, I mean, but you can go up and, I mean, Reggie Rogers was the next year for the Lions. You hit on some of the big ones, you know, but then, like, the fact that they actually stumbled into Barry Sanders is pretty amazing. But Andre Ware in 1990, number 7 overall, Houston, it was the run and shoot offense, and it was, you know, I mean, number 7. That team, you know, the thing about the Lions is, don't get me going on the Lions right now. Had they not made that pick and had they actually gotten a really good football player in that draft, I mean, the next year they're 12-4. They crushed Aitman and those guys in the playoffs. They got to the NFC Championship game. Like, just don't make that pick, and you actually might be a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
But they did.
I got a texter that says, what about Jake Butt, who went ahead of George Kittle in the draft? There's that. You can find several examples of... Yeah.
How many people went ahead of George Kittle? I mean, tons of people.
Think about how many people went ahead of Tom Brady.
Right.
A lot of those.
Yeah, I mean, Brock Purdy could be the next, you know, Mr. Irrelevant. Like, oh, yeah, he was a nice college player, sure. So, I mean, Jake Butt, you know, the thing about Jake Butt, he was one of the actually good... arguments for players to sit out of bowl games.
Yep.
He tears his knee up in a bowl game that really doesn't mean anything. And so how much did that affect his career? A lot of these busts, it is injuries, but, you know, the all-timers are – who is the biggest bust? I'm looking at Sporting News. They had Isaiah Wilson 25.
Okay.
I know some people here were like, the biggest bust ever. Like, nah, an offensive tackle late draft is never going to be the big – but I do feel like the trio of Akili Smith, Ryan Leaf, and Jamarcus Russell is kind of...
It's hard to beat.
Yeah. Who's number one, though?
I don't know. I would probably lean Ryan Leaf would probably be where I would lean. I don't know. Jamarcus Russell makes a good case.
I mean, Jamarcus Russell did go number one overall.
Yes.
In 07. Leaf went two. But Leaf is one of those guys that, like, in any year where it's not Peyton Manning, he's a slam dunk number one. So I would agree with you. I would go with Leaf because it was such a – just a – you know, Akili Smith went number 3 overall, so certainly. And he was bad. He was just bad. He had one good year at Oregon, and they took him number 3 overall.
They got Josh Rosen on that list?
Josh Rosen is definitely – I think he's got to be,
gotta
right?
He's got to be somewhere
I mean, you know, the classic – got to be of a certain age, but Tony Mandarich is, you know, to your Packers instead of Barry Sanders. But it doesn't matter. I mean, that's an all-time mistake. What do they have Barry Sanders?
I know.
Win those years with Favre? Good Lord.
Won 4 Super Bowls.
But the thing is, they still got the quarterback, and they're fine.
Yep.
They survived one of the all-time biggest busts in history. The Boz is a great bust.
Yeah.
For people who remember the Boz, a great bust. Steve Empman. Is a great bust. Number 1 overall D end out of Washington, Heath Shuler. Let's not forget Heath Shuler.
Big Heath Shuler.
I mean, Josh Rosen's on this list. On this particular, this is Sporting News again. He is 21.
So. Okay.
I mean, number 10 overall. And, like, absolutely, apparently, no evidence at all that he ever could have played quarterback remotely in the league.
In the league, yeah. Yes. I tell you, one guy, like, going back to the Titans part of this. One guy that I thought was a great pick for them and in the second round because of the big play ability that I was convinced was going to make some huge plays in the NFL and play for a long time was Justin Hunter out of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes, was that bad. I mean, he had like,
10 years ago.
Yeah. He had like two or three good moments in the NFL, and that was about it. Man, that was a bad pick.
Just, I mean, look at the 2013 draft.
For the Titans? Oh, it's
Chance Warmack. That's another one, too. Chance Warmack. I mean, yes, Chance Warmack, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a dominant interior lineman out of Bama, crushing everybody. Justin Hunter.
Yeah.
Bleedy Ray Wilson. Xavier Gooden. Brian Schwenke. LeVar Khalid. I mean, it's just my God.
Terrible.
Incredible draft.
It is absolutely awful.
I mean, that kind of manifests itself. You know, it's 14 and 15. Obviously, they're, you know, the worst team in the NFL, you know. That 13 draft helped supply that, but in 14 they did get Taylor Lewan and Daquan Jones.
They did. I got a texture that says, "I never thought MTSU's Kevin Byard would turn out to be the beast that he is." This is from a texter on the text line.
I'd say he's exceeded most expectations, but I know at the time, I mean, I liked the pick. I mean, I think that was a relatively well received pick, wasn't it? Even take away the local angle of it. I mean, I don't remember a lot of people being like, "Oh my God, what are you doing? Right. You're drafting the MTSU guy." I mean, he was clearly a very good player.
The Kevin Dodd one was an all timer for the Titans too. We've talked about that one, but the Kevin Dodd pick was, man,
yeah,
that was the bad one on John Robinson's ledger early on, and then they got out of that. So as you look at this draft, who is the most likely bust candidate? Because there are two guys that come to mind, obviously. But who is the most likely bust candidate in your mind?
Well, you always think about quarterbacks. So, but
let me guess.
Well, you know, the thing is, I almost feel like Levis is so, and he's not. Look, we had Dane Brugler on this week, and he made a pretty good case for him.
He did.
But I do still think, I think that Levis is so criticized and doubted, I don't even know if he could be that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even Richardson, he's just so polarizing, but he's certainly, he's got huge bust potential.
Oh, yeah.
Huge everything potential.
Yeah.
Because some people are, and the thing is, what we don't know is where will he go. But if he does go in the top five, yeah, I mean, right now, right there, you're like, ding, ding, ding. There's a great opportunity. But look, any of these quarterbacks, if they go high, I think one of them maybe will live up to the actual expectation.
Yeah, well, that's just the nature of the position. Like Stroud, right? I mean, Stroud, we've talked about him maybe having the lowest floor of any of them, maybe. But I mean, he's losing
the highest floor.
Yeah. Of any of them. But he's losing momentum left and right heading into the draft process. Now, what does that ultimately mean? I don't know. He very well could still go 2 overall. But, I mean, look, Bryce Young, I know that we like him here on this show and that you think he's a sure thing, but you never know what happens in the NFL.
Bryce Young, absolutely could bust. I mean, anybody could, you know. But yeah, I'll be very surprised if he busts in any way other than he can't stay healthy. And a lot of these busts, it is that, right? I mean, it's a lot of what it is.
Liam on the text line says Floyd not taking Randy Moss, but then he evolved his opinion on the field stuff or on the off the field stuff and drafted Pac-Man Jones. This from Liam. On the text line.
No, that's you got those drafts mixed up. You got those drafts way mixed up. Pac-Man Jones was 05. Now that was Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Now he's not talking about it being the same draft. He's saying he didn't take Randy Moss. What would that have been? 98? 97?
I got you. My bad. That would have been 98, I think, yep. Right? He took Kevin Dyson.
Yeah. And then later on in 05, taking Pac-Man and not worrying about the off the field stuff all that much. Hey, I will say Pac-Man.
No, that's fair.
Pac-Man, obviously, had his problems off the field. He was electric for the Titans for a short period of time.
He was.
Returned punts.
He was.
Pretty good.
But I mean, that draft will always, to me, be remembered for just, it was the first one of those, okay, camera, go to Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Man, go back to Aaron Rodgers.
How long is he going to sit there?
Because it happened to Brady Quinn like 2 years later.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a good thing, I guess.
Yes, it was.
But that on that day, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, what if the Titans take Aaron Rodgers at number 6?
I've I've wondered about that before.
My. How
don't let the fans wonder. Don't let them wonder.
I'm sorry. I actually wrote about that one time.
Hey, they took Vince the next year.
What's that?
They took Vince the next year.
They did. Wouldn't have had to do that.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for Call Your Shot Friday. We'll take your bold predictions in the world of sports, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA playoffs, the NFL draft next week. Everything is on the table. This is your final chance for Call Your Shot Friday before the draft. So make sure you get those called shots in there. 615-737-1025. That is next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. And it is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. As always, we'll take your bold predictions, your called shots on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe Rex Road, how did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
I'll look at last week. We also should, I think we've already, have we made like some draft shots that we should review?
I said Hendon Hooker is being drafted by the Titans.
Okay.
Like 4 weeks
ago. So there you go. So there's one. Do you have any, Michelle? I think I must have said
no, that. I wasn't here last week, too.
No, I know. But even like in recent weeks, I feel like we may have had drafts up. But whatever. We'll go with last week, and I'll review it. I'll review it during a break here. But, Robbie, yeah, the Oilers won in the Stanley Cup, so let's remember that one. You got Jalen Hyatt drafted by the New York Giants. Got to remember that one.
There's another one. There you go.
And by the time we do this next week, the Rodgers trade will be complete. That is not.
Doesn't even look like they're talking.
Ooh, case.
Yeah.
David threw in Grizzlies over the Lakers in six, so we'll
okay.
See.
Still alive.
Titans will draft Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Okay.
And Jaren Jackson Jr. with a career game, 45 points. Now, he has been playing. He has been balling.
He did not quite get to 45 points.
And he had, in game two, though, he had, what, 30-something?
Yeah.
So. But, so you're on the right track there. I had a guest shot. Let's remember the guest shot from Adam Vingan.
Yes.
Spencer Carberry, Preds' next coach. There's already other reports of other teams interested in him right now. So we'll see. We'll see when Toronto season ends. Maybe soon. I had Andrew Wiggins double-double in game one for a Dubs win at Sacramento, which did not happen. That's all right. That's okay. That's all right. I had the Devil Rays breaking the record by going to 14-0. They did not.
They did not.
I said they get to 17-0. They did not. And, yes, I'm definitely going to hold on to this one. The Bruins will not make the conference finals.
There we go. All right. Michelle Knezovic, get us started with today's edition of Call Your Shot Friday.
Okay, I got them all. I have them all written down. Okay. I came to play today. Okay, so Robbie already mentioned that he thinks that the Rangers will sweep the New Jersey Devils. I am along with him on that. But I'll make it a little bit more fun. The Rangers will have two series sweeps in the postseason.
I like that.
Man.
Shades of Colorado from last year.
Like who?
Yes.
Who are they getting next? Who are they probably going to get next? It'll be
I'd have to go back and look at the bracket. Yeah. I think it's – it may be
– Toronto or
it
Tampa?
It would not be Boston.
No, it would not be Boston. It may be Toronto or Tampa.
I was going to say, if you get them sweeping Boston,
go look in the
that's
bracket.
A shot.
Okay, Ja Morant, assuming he'll be back on Monday for their next game, will have a 30-point triple-double.
I like that.
Anthony Davis will not have a double-digit scoring night in the rest of this series.
Okay. That's a shot.
That is a shot.
My goodness.
And then lastly, the Tennessee Titans will stay at 11th, and they will draft a Kentucky quarterback.
Oh, boy. Tim Couch.
Tim Couch, by the way, someone mentioned in the text line.
Let's bring Couch back.
Tim Couch. I think Mark mentioned in the text line. Yes, Tim Couch is certainly in that discussion, too. Number one overall in 99, right?
By the way, if the Rangers win, they will play the winner of Carolina Islanders.
Okay.
There you go.
That could happen, actually.
It could.
You could be right.
Joe Rexroad, your called shots.
Okay. First of all, I got to say, Michelle, you and I sometimes hive mind. Not quite the same. But the Titans will trade up. They will trade up to 6 with the Detroit Lions, and they will draft Will Levis. You think they're going to get him 11? I think they're going to think they need to move up into that spot once Levis falls out of the top 5, and they're going to go get that pick from the Lions and Will Levis.
We have telepathy.
And this city is going to melt down.
Yes.
I am ready for that. Texans, after Bryce Young goes number 1, as he should. Texans will take C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
And the Colts will then take Anthony Richardson. That leaves Levis for the Titans. So Texans with Stroud, Colts with Richardson, Titans with Levis.
Oh, AFC South, baby.
Let the fun ensue.
Yes.
And finally, I've got Klay Thompson, who's kind of been quiet in this series, 40-plus Sunday as the Warriors tie up the series and send it back to Sacramento. 2-2. There you go.
Very good. All right, I've said the Oilers are winning the Cup. I'm sticking with that. The New York Rangers coming out of the Eastern Conference, which I had before the playoffs started, but I feel stronger about that now, having watched them play the first couple of games. The Rangers coming out of the Eastern Conference. Hendon Hooker will be drafted before Will Levis.
Ooh,
Hendon Hooker saucy. Will be drafted before Will Levis week in the draft.
There's going to be some Will Levis talk next week on the show, one way or the other.
There's going to be some Will Levis talk on this
program.
That's a shot. That's what we do here on this program.
That is. That's a shot.
And back in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Eli Tolvanen will score 3 more goals in this series against Colorado.
Dang.
3 more goals scored by Eli Tolvanen. He's played really well the first 2 games. He will score 3 more goals in this series against Colorado.
Seems like a pretty good player.
Seems like he might be okay. I'm just saying.
Might be a guy that could help a team.
Might be a guy that
needs some offense.
Can help a team. And Houston will select Tyree Wilson with number 2 overall pick.
Wow.
Tyree Wilson, the number 2 overall.
Also, a shot. Yes. So you're telling me that they're going to stick there and take him over Will Anderson.
That's what I'm
saying. The shots. My goodness. And by the way, your Hendon Hooker shot. Welcome to WHMR, everybody. The Hometown Boys with a Z.
I'm just taking a shot, man.
I love it.
Can I add one more?
Sure.
Because we have a little time. De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk.
Oh, here we
on
go.
On Sunday.
Here we go. You got to get in your Kings.
Combine for over 75 points.
Jeez.
Okay.
That's a shot.
That is a shot.
And they're going to win. I assume they're going to win. I mean, if they do that.
If they do that,
And they lose.
Okay. And a Kings win.
Well, you got Klay Thompson having 40-plus, so who knows?
We got 147-143 game.
Take the over.
Ethan from Lawrenceburg on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says the Titans will draft a corner at number 11 overall.
That's a good shot.
The Titans will draft a corner at number 11 overall.
How about that? That's a shot. But we've talked about that. What if it just plays out that your big board, one of those corners, is just easily number 1 on your big board. Take him.
Yeah.
It's not like if you can get a great corner in this draft, it's not going to be a big benefit to you in the years to come.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about that with Fulton, right, with PK the other day. And you know, Karski said, and I understand what he's thinking here, like if you're the Titans, you're really not in a position where you can worry about next year right now. Like, you got to go get this year figured out, and I get all that. But, I mean, if the best player on the board's a corner, and you do know the Christian Fulton situation is a little tenuous anyway, and he's had injury problems all year long, or all of his career to this point, I mean, I would think about it if I were the Titans for sure, that corner.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if Zach from Nashville is accurate here, but Bob McGinn, he now works for Go Long with Tyler Dunn. He claims that this is from Bob McGinn. I got to see. I'm going to try to find these, but this is the S2 scores per this. Okay, Young 96, we knew that. Haener 96 or 98 for Young. Levis 93. Richardson 79. That's all fine. This according to this, Hooker 46 on the S2. Stroud 18? Is that true?
I have not seen that. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not true.
I have not seen that.
I mean, Bob McGinn is absolutely 100% legit. I mean, he covered the Packers for a million years. Okay.
Whoa.
If that's the case.
Whoa.
CJ Stroud, fifth round pick. Oh, my. Yeah, look at this. Football and other F words just sent out the tweet. Stroud scored 18. This is a quote. Quote, Stroud scored 18, an executive said. That is like red alert. You can't take a guy like that. That's why I have Stroud as a bust. That in conjunction with the fact, name one Ohio State quarterback. I don't care about the quarterbacks ever done in the league. That doesn't mean anything, but.
Whoa.
Dude, it's not – I mean, I you don't want to make the S2 score the biggest thing in the world, but that's not good.
18?
I mean, because, like, that is – there is some direct correlation to, obviously, to the process and the cognitive functioning there and, like, being able to handle the game at this speed. Ooh, boy. Now it makes a little more sense, all this stuff, right? I mean, it does.
What would I score, like a 5?
Yeah, Joe, what'd you get?
You know, I don't know. They didn't put me, like, I'd love to know.
You might have got a better score than CJ Stroud.
I'm going to go back. Joe. I'm going to go back and ask Brandon. I'm going to go back and ask Brandon. I will tell you that I sucked. Like, it is hard, and I was
That's a flex,
bad.
Though.
I'm going to have to go find out. Maybe they have a score for me.
An 18.
Remember, for people who don't know the S2 score, first of all, it's not like the Wunderlic.
No.
It's not like a written test. It's like playing video games. I mean, like, you sit there, it's like, burr, 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 all this stuff on the screen. You have to. You know, there's all these different tests, okay?
Oh, and man, I might destroy that then.
Well, it's not asteroids. I mean, it's not Galaga. But
Robbie's all over the place like, I got it.
I'd be in good shape here. All right.
but the 18 means 18th percentile. So that means, you know, he's better than 18% of people who have taken the test. That's very bad for someone trying to be an NFL quarterback. Wow.
So CJ Stroud, undrafted free agent. Pick him up.
All right, Vrabel. All right, CJ, you can come on in.
Yeah, come on.
You know what?
Let's try out.
Yeah. Well, instead of – we won't sign you, but you can come to the tryout camp, okay? Let's see how you do that day.
We're having it in the Applebee's parking lot out here. I don't even know where an Applebee's is around here. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Jared Stillman. We'll get his thoughts on the NFL draft, as we are less than a week away from the opening of the first round. Get his thoughts on another victory from Joe Rexroad and Jared versus Joe as well. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.